He is the kolol isnayu v'alibu the Rabbi Shimon. Trashe v'is the kolol isnayin klemar. Heichid yisramai de kolol isnayin Rabbi Ptura. When the two isurim come, but there's the kolol, then he's made Yoni Chayiv one. V'alibu the Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon hold does not so need the chal iser. Yoni Chayiv one. Heichid yisramim v'vasachas. When it comes to vasachas, isnayin chiyuvei. Then yichayiv two. So mele both things are remes. There are cases when you're only chayiv one, and there are cases when you're chayiv two. And vayitev alibu to Rabbi Shimon, he's saying in accordance with Rabbi Shimon. Now, v'chaz yilaba kapora, ba kapora saw lezar shocha malika. That a zar that eats malika. Trashi v'chaz yilaba kapora lezar shocha malika. Didom yilhu, de avinamik kodeshim. Chode de mechayiv ala tarti. That's the one case you chayiv two. V'yorva badaya leftura. He put it in to say a ptura. When he mixed it up, he didn't realize this case you don't find b'keilu. So where it says now, v'yadi didomilo, since zar shochem likas daima tekotshim, orva badayu. He mixed up the cases. V'ayin bo, and now he looked into it. So drashi lachas man later, he checked it out. Kishin eskaima b'yodoi, for yishoyne shloshtum b'yach, he'll put all three together. But v'yashkach, he found out, to leimetuk melam b'vasachas. It only comes out of Asachas. V'shochach du orvo. He forgot that he mixed it up. V'sova de Rebbe Yisnayu v'yom amidu hob of Asachas u'ptura hanachnami di Yisnayu Rebbe l'ptura. V'afil v'echad v'shom of Asachas asnen. He made a mistake and he thought that Rebbe said Yichayiv even in the case we did them both of Asachas. And the Moritz says, this is all what he thought. V'yayim bo v'loyashkoch elam of Asachas. He found only the case of Asachas. V'sover, and he held like this, by Kapora thought, that midoho b'vasachas, since this case of Zahar, where Malik is one, is b'vasachas, his honami b'vasachas. All the other two cases also, the two Yisurim happen b'vasachas. Now, midahanech lifter, just like over there, we say Yoni Chayiv one, his hanech nami by Zahar is also nami lifter. You also Yoni Chayiv one. So, Kitzah, that's the way he made a mistake. So, Kitzah, neither of them are saying over a sheker, they just made mistakes. So the kids of the machlekes from Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapor is either the machlekes by Nis the Kailo, according to Rabbi Yossi, or else it's the machlekes from Bar Sachas, either a libo de Rabbi Yossi, or else it could even be a libo de Rabbi Shimon, also it's the machlekes. Whether you say Issa Bar Sachas is Chayiv 2 or only Chayiv 1. Something more like this, Mesivei. Zar Sheshimish B'Shabbos. What if it's a tosefta that a zar, not a kohen, does the avoid on Shabbos? He has no right to do it. U baal mum sheshimis betumah. Whereas even if you have a kohen, but he's a baal mum, something's wrong with his body, he's possible to do the avoid. And also he's tomei. The halacha is, yesh kan mishum zarus, or mishum Shabbos, or mishum baal mum, or mishum tumah. Yechayiv mamish tu. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. This is Rabbi Yossi shita, that you say, yis achal al iser, yechayiv tu. Rabbi Shimon, I'm Rabbi Shimon says, Ein kan elamishum zaris or balmum bavat. He holds no. Yoni chayiv one. The one that came first, the zaris and the balmum, that came first. Now it became Shabbos, Yodani is the chalisser. Since the machlekes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Now, the Tosefta left out, Vilo Malika Sharia. The Tosefta left out the case of Malika. In the case where the Kayin made a Malika on the oif, on an oif that's a korban, and now a regular zar ate it. How many Yisurim is he over? Is he over the Yisur of Nevela? Or else just the Yisur of Zaris? So Gemara says, Laman Shaya. For what purpose? Who did the Tosefta leave it out from? For Eli Melu Rabbi Yossi, if you want to say left it out according to Rabbi Yossi Shita. For the Gemara, why? Hashter Rabbi Yossi B'Yisur Kailul. Mechayiv Shtayim. If you tell me now Rabbi Yossi Yod, even by regular Yisur Kailul, you say Yisur Chalal Yisur, the Yisur of Asachas Miboy. By the case of by Malika, we said before, that's a good case of a Vasachas. Vishasta Malika, that's when the Yisra Zaras is Chal, and that's when the Yisra Neveli is Chal. So you have both of them Chal of Asachas. So, Madach Reb Yossi agrees by Nisra Kedlu Yechayiv too. For sure it should have been by Malika Yechayiv too. El Alav L'Rebbe Shimon. Doesn't leave it out according to Rebbe Shimon Shita. And what does it mean to say? It means to say like this. When does Rabbi Yossi say Ein Nisa Chalal Issa Yoni Chayiv One? That's only by Nisa Kailul. But in the case by Malika, that as soon as the Kohen makes Malika, right away the Issa Mila, the other Issa Kotchim go off it. Now it's Chalaheta for the Kohanim, and the new Issa Zaris for Zar. And that same second is also Chal the Issa Nevela. So the both Chal Babasachas. Hatayu Mechayiv, then you are Chayiv. So the Chura to Yufta, the Bakapora to Yufta. This should be a Kasha and Bakapora, and the Chalim it's a Kasha and Bakapora. Here it's Mashem clearly that according to Reb Shimon, where the two Isurim are Chal Babasachas, then we say Issa Chalal Issa. When they're both there Babasachas, then you Chayiv too. So it's like a Kasha and Bakapora, so Raya to Rebbe Chia. Right, now the Gemara says like this. Zar Shashimish B'Shabbos B'Mai. Stam Akasha. We're going now with Zar, that doesn't avoid on Shabbos, you want to say it's Chayiv. What's the Yisra? What Avera did he do? When he brought the Korban, what Avera did he do to say it's Chayiv on Shabbos? If you want to say it did a Shchita, which is one of the Lamates Molochis, like this, you're not allowed to shecht an animal on Shabbos. So it's talking about now the Zar took the Korban, and he made a Shchita, so that's why he should be Chayiv. Throughout the Gemara, Shchita b'zak shera, he didn't do an Avera. The halacha by Kotchim is that a Zar, a regular Yisrael, is allowed to do the Shchita. The Avoida from the Kohanim start mi Kabbalah v'yelach. The Kabbalah Saddam needs the Kohen. But the Shchita is kosher even b'zar. So if a Zar does it on Shabbos, he's Adarab, he did a mitzvah. He was Mekai mitzvah Shchita. So why should you say it's Chayiv? Elamai vi b'kabbalah v'yelach. Elamai, what the Zar was not allowed to do, he accepted, he received the blood. And he walked with the blood to the Mizbeach. For the Gemara, Tilta b'yalmo, there's no Issa d'iraisa. Some maybe an Issa muksa. He's just moving with it, but there's no Issa d'iraisa. Ibiak Torah, if you want to say when he burnt the Emurim, he burnt the animal, that's the Avera. For the Gemara, that's the Machlokes already. Ivomer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef himself holds, Havor l'lav yotasa. Rabbi Yosef Shita is that if you burn something on Shabbos, you're not chayiv skila. It's only a lav. So if it's only a lav, there's no chayiv chattis. So l'may hilchus, so do we say a zar that did the avoid on Shabbos? So Gemara answers, first of all, l'omer Rabbacha bar Yaakov. We're talking about the shchitas parish of Kohen Gadol. We're talking about the shchita of the special power in Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol. And the Kedivri Yoimer, shchitas parish of Kohen Gadol, the zar psula. According to the Man D'Yoma, that holds this is the one korban that a zar is supposed to do. You bedav can need a Kohen Gadol to do it. He's the shchitas parish of Kohen Gadol, the zar is psula. So this is the case that a zar doesn't have right to do the shchita. If he does it on Shabbos, he's chayiv too for doing the Isser Zaris, Zaris doing the Avodah, and for doing a Malach on Shabbos. For the Moriyachi, if so, Mayi Rizar, why Dafka Zar or Yisrael? Afilu Kohen Hedyet Nami. Even a Kohen Hedyet can't do the Shchita of the power of the Kohen Gadol. So Gemara says, Zaynach Nami, Zar means Shazar Etzloi Kamer. Doesn't mean he's Mamashi Yisrael. It could even be a Kohen. It means he's a Zar Etzel, this Korban, that only the Kohen Gadol could bring it, nobody else. How the Gemara says better, Maskel or Rav Ashi, me the chatas ketoni, like what should be kasha? Who says that's to be a chiv chatas, a chiv skill involved? Who says it's a chiv chatas ketoni? I lav ketoni. I lav ketoni, either it's tam means a lav, el yisur b'yalma kachoshiv, could only be there's only nisa b'yalma. And l'maynaf kemino, l'koivra ben yishoyim gemurim. It depends how many averis he did now, if he's buried between the yishoyim gemurim and not. Ben achlami yizah, that does the avoid on Shabbos, it doesn't mean he's chayiv skila. And Echnami, he did the avoid of halacha. He did the avoid of kabbalah. It's only nisa the rabbanin. But nafka minor is, does he have two isurim? The isur of Shabbos and the isur of Zar that'll be buried between Rishayim Gemurim? Or maybe no, and nisa chalis is only chayiv one, only mishum zaris. And mishum one avera, then you're not buried between Bein Rishayim Gemurim. You hold him by the Mishnah. Shnayim shekitshu shtei noshim. Two people married two wives. Uveshas kinisosim the chuppah. Now, Veshas they made the chuppah that night when they lived together. Hechlifu eshel ze leze. Vyeshel ze leze. The wives got mixed up. Each man took the wrong wife. And they lived together that night. So, we'll see in the Gemara. Poshtim means it happened b'shoigi. They didn't realize it. And they woke up in the morning with the wrong wife. In the ocheres harei elu chayovim. They did an avera b'shoigig, the chayiv a korban, the korban. He's a reilu chayovim mishumeshes ish, the chayiv one korban because of an eshes ish. Now, what about v'imhoyu achin? Let's say these two people were two brothers. So it comes out each one's wife is also to the other one, not only because of Eish Hashish, but also because of Eish Hashach. So Mishnah says, Eichlami, Mishum Eish Hashach. They're also Chayiv Korbin, Mishum Eish Hashach. What about the Mhoyu Achoyis? Let's say the two wives were two sisters. Is also Mishum Isha El Achoyso. There's also not very living with your wife's sister. Fimhoyu Nidois. Let's say both of them were Nidois. Is Mishum Nida. So it could be Chayiv four different Chatois, four different Kabonis, for four different Averis here. Now, Umafrisha Noison Shloisha Chadoshim. After this happened, for 3 months we separate them, they can't be together. Why? Shema Muberesein. Because maybe the wives became pregnant that night. And if they did become pregnant, the kids are mamzer. Because the maize, each wife is an Eishes Ish, and she lived with a different man. Even though it was done b'shoigig, didn't realize it. But I call upon him, if she does become pregnant, the kids are mamzer. So for the next 3 months, they have to separate to make sure she's not pregnant. Now, v'imhoyu ketanois, she'ino and ruyus leilid. Let's say the ladies, there were ketanois, that they can't become pregnant. Then machziru noisem miyad. Then they're allowed to go back to the real husband right away. And this is the right, it only happened b'shoigig. Because if it would have been done b'mezit, she's a soita, she's also to her husband. Here it says she goes right back, so pashas mash would only happen b'shoigig. V'imhoyu kahanois, let's say the ladies were kahanois, is nifslu min atruma. She's puzzled, she can't eat truma anymore. Hey, so what then? She can't go back. We'll see the Gemara here. I mean, the husbands were still Yisrael. Anashas koyein, the lokerish is also, a koyein is also to a shaygig, anusa. So here it means just they, the ladies were kahanis. The men were Yisraelim. So it could be what we'll see in the Gemara about there, if they're mutter, their husbands or not. But I call upon him, it says here, that the nislam in a truma, the nalari truma. Now the Gemara says, hechlifu, Pasha the Mishnah's mashmi, hechlifu, they changed wives. Hey, two people got married the same night, and they changed wives that night. For the Gemara, midi b'rishoy yaskinan, are we talking about rishoyim that I can change wives? For so, and more than that, hotoni Rebbe Chiya, harekan sheish asara chatoyis, there's a case here you could have 16 different chatoyis. The mashma is done b'shegeg that you have to bring a carbon. Now, even mezid, we're talking about b'mezid, miyik a carbon, it's a chi of carbon at all. So, drashi sheish asara chatoyis. L'chol lechad arv, each one of them has four. V'chein l'noshim, there are four. T'yal shneyim u'aymer, v'nichnasu anafoshes asuyas. So come to say, there are four different averis here, for four different people involved. So each one has to bring a korban, four times four, 16. So it's possible to have 16 korbanos here. Now, e b'mezid, miyik a korban, if we're talking about the did a b'mezid, is there any korban here? So Mazomer of Yehuda, Tani Huchlefu. Begaris the Mishnah Huchlefu, it happened by mistake, they changed around. Not that they did it on purpose, but by mistake it was changed around. And Akadami Mistarva, this is the Svar also like this. That it means by mistake it was changed around. Akadami Mistarva, the Tani Sefer, it says clearly in the Sefer. Himoyu ketanois, shein and ruyas leilud, if these two wives were ketanis, young ones, that they're not able to become pregnant yet, is machzir and oisim miyad, you're allowed to go back and live with their real husbands. Now, vi b'mezid if they did this nus, b'mezid, for the Gemara Misharya, is she mutter to go back to her husband? She's a saita. If she lived with another man, she's also to her husband. And here it says she can go back to her husband. So that's the Raya, we're talking about b'shoigi, not b'mezid. Mora says, no, this wouldn't be a proof. Mora says, oh my gosh, this wouldn't be a kash. This wouldn't be a kash. I mean, it's not a proof. Maybe we're talking about the mazid, really. Why is the katana allowed to go back to a husband? Because the klal is, titu katana oinis ninu. Even if you talk a katana into doing it, and she gives her will, she agrees to do it, it's still called an oinis. A katana doesn't have enough das. She's not smart enough. So even though you talk her into living with you, so really by a gedola, a grown-up, that's called the mezid, but here, since she's a katana, a young one, even though you talked her into it, now she agreed, it's not called agreeing. Still called you forced her. So that's why she's mutter levaila. And the klal is, v'yoynis be Yisrael, misrashari, it's only by Yisrael, it's not an ashes kain, therefore she's mutter. So more says, elo diktona, that's what it says, ma'afrisha noisa shlesha chadoshim. But it says at the beginning of the Mishnah, that maybe when they are gedolim, if they're big ladies, so we separate them for 3 months, Shemim Muberesein, because maybe they became pregnant. but holav muberes, but after the 3 months that they're not pregnant, sharyan, they're allowed to go back to the husbands. Now, vi b'mezid misharya, if we're talking about they made this switch, b'mezid, they knew about it, they're a saita, they're also to the husbands. Holav shemamina, hochlefu shemamina. The Navada, the Mishnah means hochlefu, by mistake, they were switched around. Since they were switched around by mistake, it's only a shegeg, and therefore that's the locha that the mutal abayla, but I'll call upon them the chayav these korbanos. The chayav achat, that's really different of Eris.